Cambodia has suffered some of the worst violence and genocide of the last century. Between 1968 and 1976, over 3 million Cambodians were killed in the war that engulfed Vietnam and other countries of Southeast Asia. This was then followed by the terror and genocide unleashed by the Khmer Rouge, a communist movement that ruled Cambodia for 4 years.
The Khmer Rouge dealt particularly viciously with Buddhism. Thousands of monks were slaughtered and monasteries were destroyed, and if people tried to hold on to their beliefs, they were often tortured and killed. But gradually, as the nightmare is beginning to fade, Buddhism is finding its feet here again. And when you come to Angkor, you'll find little active shrines like this tucked away into corners.
In Cambodia, Buddhism is slowly reasserting itself. This country, which had experienced such horrors, is now peaceful. And Angkor, which had been brutalized by the Khmer Rouge regime, is now a world tourist site once again.
It's been very moving coming here to Cambodia, because this place has been the home to the most dramatic twists and turns in the fortunes of Buddhism. For centuries, Buddhism was the philosophy of choice for both the kings and the people. And then, thanks to the horrors of the Khmer Rouge, there was a chance that it was going to be eradicated virtually overnight. But gradually, gently, it is now making a comeback. And there's even a possibility that this place, which was once the biggest and most active Buddhist complex in the world, could be that again sometime in the future.
While in Cambodia, Buddhism is emerging out of the darkness of the Khmer Rouge regime, Buddhism in mainland China and here in Hong Kong is also reasserting itself, an ancient tradition reappearing in modern society.